The recession has cost Sea Alaska tens of millions of dollars. Leaders of the Southeast-based Regional Native Corporation say it's still strong, but its investments have dropped in value, which will affect shareholders' dividends. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Sea Alaska usually makes a substantial part of its income from the market. For example, three-quarters of the corporation's $30 million in earnings in 2007 came from investments. But that didn't happen in 2008. Instead, the portfolio lost about $50 million. That's more than a quarter of its value. Sea Alaska Executive Vice President Rick Harris says it could have been worse. He says the corporation's money managers prepared for the recession.
We have a long-term investment policy that we follow. What we've tried to do is make sure that we were well diversified in our investments, and I think we feel comfortable that we're going to see better performance in this year from those investment funds.
Sea Alaska, which has about 20,000 shareholders, just released its annual report detailing the state of its finances. Earnings offset about a fifth of its investment losses, leaving a $41 million negative year-end balance. That's a $70 million drop from the previous year, when earnings hit about $30 million. Shareholder dividends have been shored up by other regional native corporations. That's because natural resource earnings are shared through provisions of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. High commodity prices sent an extra $55 million to Sea Alaska last year. But Board Vice Chairwoman Rosita Worrell says that won't last, and investment drops will take their toll.
We don't think we're going to disappear, and shareholder dividends are not going to disappear, but certainly there will be a decrease in that unless the market does turn around more quickly.
Impacts on dividends are lessened by a formula that averages out highs and lows and bases payouts on value instead of earnings. Sea Alaska continued to make money from its timber and plastic subsidiaries in 2008, though revenue was down. One of its environmental services companies was in the black, while another was in the red. Its largest profit for the year, about $13 million, came from a buyout of its investment in a Southern California casino. But one of its larger non-investment losses, about $5 million, came from efforts to open another gambling operation in the northern part of the state. Harris says the loss was expected.
That's the investment process, and which includes the acquisition of property, the investments that need to be made to go through the EIS process, which is required in order for the land to actually be transferred into trust by the federal government. So yes, there's an early on investment in order to perfect the title and to get the land into trust, from which we then will be able to build a gaming facility.
One of Sea Alaska's Washington State subsidiaries, the Olympic Metal Fabrication Plant, lost money last year but continues operations. Another Washington subsidiary, a prototype developer called Synergy Systems, was shut down with a $4.5 million loss. The corporation took some new business directions this year. Harris says it started up a logistics subsidiary that oversees shipping and warehousing. Sea Alaska also began a business that markets and distributes sustainably harvested wood. It's working with a Brazilian product right now, but it's exploring certifying its own forests as sustainable. Worrell says that could lay the groundwork for products using Southeast timber.
Entered that field in other areas where we're buying from an international market and making furniture, and we're exploring lots of different avenues, and we're looking at ways that we might be able to integrate some of our art so that people know that it's Sea Alaska doing these things.
Sea Alaska staff and board members are touring Southeast communities this month, meeting with shareholders about the corporation's health. They're also discussing the upcoming annual shareholders meeting, June 27th in Sitka. The ballot includes board elections, a vote on extra stock for elders, and a board term limits measure. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.